This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Hour number three. Let me get it right. Hour number three. I keep thinking it's hour number two. They're going to shut me down anyway after this one. So, I only get one more hour tonight. I've already had my two. So here comes my third. I want to read this. I wish I'd written it. But this is an open letter to Nancy Pelosi regarding uprisings. Dear Nancy Pelosi, I recently read a report that you were pondering why Americans weren't uprising against the Trump administration over the situation on the Mexican border. As reported in the Washington Times, I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be when people realize that this is a policy that they defend. It's a horrible thing, and I don't see any prospect for legislation here. As an American who spent a fair bit of my time looking at our country, studying the possibility of uprisings for a whole lot of time, I felt the need to take a moment and write this open letter to you and those who think your question is a suggestion, and a hell of a one at that. First, let's take a look where President Trump's plan to combat illegal immigration, that adjective is an important distinction, mind you, is likely to find the most opposition. Now, if you were to go look at the electoral map, the way things were carried, you would find that, you know, red was the counties carried by Trump, and blue were the counties carried by Clinton. And that's important, because if you look at those maps, Donald Trump carried most of the country by landmass. And no, that isn't how you win elections, but since he also won the electoral vote, that makes him the winner. And you may also note those small sections of blue. They tend to correspond with larger metropolitan areas, and even without labels, you should have no problem finding Chicago or New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, the other large cities. What does this have with uprising? What does this have to do with uprisings, you may ask? Well, I'll tell you. These spots of blue are the only places uprisings could potentially happen over the subject of immigration policy under this administration. While there may be people in red counties who disagree with Trump over immigration, it's either something they're not ready to go to war over, there's just not enough people there to do anything more than get themselves killed, which is something to be considered. Uprisings need numbers, and those will be those, and that's where you will find the metropolitan areas. And you know those same areas where your party has systematically disarmed the population over the decades. In other words, even if the people in these areas were willing to rise up and try to respond with violence, the worst they could manage, as things currently stand, would be the riots we saw throughout the, you know, throughout 2016, 2017. And let me ask you, Representative Pelosi, what would be accomplished with those riots? It's a one-word, you know, answer. Nothing would be accomplished with those riots. Nothing at all. Yeah, that's all that can be managed because of the policy that you and your party have pushed on firearms. You have pushed to disarm the people in your strongholds, and now they're unable to mount any such uprising. In time, they could manage, but there are significant logistical challenges they'd have to undertake first, up to and including arming themselves to a sufficient degree. And honestly, that's probably for the best, because after all, an armed uprising would not be pleasant. people get killed, and I'm not just talking about combatants either. Innocent people will die caught in the crossfire between the authorities and these supposed rebels. People will die who want no part in the conflict or who even agree with you, Representative Nancy Pelosi. Uprisings are good on film. They're good in books or through the lens of history, and at the time, they're vicious, bloody things that can leave a nation devastated for decades afterward. It's not to say that there's no place for them. That's why so many of us refuse to budge on the issue of so-called assault weapons. We stand ready to respond, if needed. We understand the nature of an uprising, though, which is why we don't just start calling for them, because laws that have been on the books for years are finally being enforced. However, if you and your fellow anti-gunners get your way, there won't be any uprisings, regardless of how justifiable. Just something for you and yours to think about. For me to look at a gun grabber calling for a, you know, putting out a call to arms, that is absolutely the funniest of the stupid things that I ever see coming from a gun grabber. I find that amusing on a level that I can't even begin to explain to you. You've come in like Nancy Pelosi. She's out of San Francisco, right? Where the only guns that are getting into circulation right now are being stolen out of federal agents' cars. That's a problem. But all that notwithstanding, the part where she's out there calling for this and everything, where the people are disarmed, and they've come to believe this thing about, we'll call the police. That will take care of things. Just call the police. Well, there's not enough police out there, Nancy. So they believe you. You have lulled them into this false sense of security. Dan Waz is absolutely right. A lot of people out there just simply want to have somebody telling them what to do, telling them, we've got control of this, and don't you worry about it, and by the way, don't have any guns. And we got it. And that's tremendous. But it's also, it takes you down a path that leaves you helpless. And therein lies the problem. That's a really, really big problem for anybody calling for a rise, an uprising of this or that. I have been asked, when is there going to be an uprising, Bill? When are you going to fight to get rid of the totalitarians and to make sure that we get to keep our gun rights? Well, I don't know the answer to that, but the answer should be that's something we don't want. That's something we don't. That's the bridge we don't want to cross, because when we do it, everybody's going to lose that one. Not just me, not just you. Everybody. Everybody in the country is going to lose on that one when that happens. Because when they put it down for about a decade afterwards, they're going to make sure there's not going to be another one. And I don't know what that will entail. You know, I've seen all of these movies and I've seen all of these things. And movies and stuff such as that, that's just where, you know, that's somebody's imagination. But at the same time, who's to say? Who's to say how it would be? Probably the closest one that I would think might be a plausible thing is if you've ever seen that Kevin Costner movie, The Postman, where regionally you have these little strongmen up, you know, coming around and taking power and trying to reestablish some semblance of a, you know, order, while at the same time being completely and totally in charge. I don't know how far off that is. I don't know how right or wrong that would be, because we've never been in that situation. But at the same time, look around you. You know some people. You know who I'm talking about. You probably work for some of them. You may be related to them. I don't know. Anyway, Hugs and kisses, Nancy. I'll be seeing you around. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at BYLN.co. That's BYLN.co.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Right. This is Lock and Load. Goodness. Got the busy throat, and it seems to be working just when I need for it not to be. First, we had something called PERF, the Police Executives Research Forum, a gaggle of mostly big city chiefs of police announcing that their cities desperately needed more gun control laws. Then we got the American Medical Association, the group that considers gun violence a public health crisis, letting it be known that they too are in favor of significantly more restrictions on Americans' right to keep and bear arms. The latest august association that's eager to tell us how much their Second Amendment rights they should give up in the name of public safety is the U.S. Conference of Mayors. They're advocating measures to strengthen the regulation of gun sales and dealers, as well as ban assault weapons and large capacity magazines. Which, could you possibly come up with something new? Do you think the size, if you got shot by a single shot weapon and it hit you in just the right place and you're going to die, are you going to be sitting there going, well, of course I was not hit with a gun with a large capacity magazine. Therefore I die with the moral high ground. Sure. Yeah, okay. Is that the way we're going to go? The U.S. Conference has a 50-year history of formally adopting and aggressively promoting strong policies to reduce gun violence, all consistent with its support for the Second Amendment to the Constitution. Like our betters in the law enforcement and medical professions, the group of municipal hacks, leaders is calling for common sense solutions like raising the age of Americans that can buy guns to 21, banning assault weapons, and bump fire stocks and limiting magazine capacity. All the bogeymans that, you know, all the low-lying fruit that, well, they think is low-lying fruit because assault weapons are scary and who needs a bump fire stock and you don't need that kind of a magazine to shoot a deer. Their usual litany of solutions that are sure to fix the gun violence and problems like East St. Louis and South Chicago and Baltimore and Camden and Oakland and West Memphis. Sort of like what happened in Trenton at the Arts. One dead, 22 injured. Additionally, they called for steps that it said would protect young people, like opposing letting teachers and other non-law enforcement personnel to be armed in K-12 schools. You know, it gets to a point to where you're looking at these guys and you're saying to yourself, how do you guys say this with a straight face? How do you not bust out laughing? Or maybe Politico's Aubrey Eliza Weaver really is the hoplophobic and out of touch with reality. She did, however, include an obligatory word from one of the Michael Bloomberg paid spokesholes. John Feinblatt, president of Everytown. Mayors are on the front lines of America's gun violence crisis, so it's no surprise they're also leading the charge to pass common-sense life-saving laws. It's time for our leaders in Washington to follow the lead of America's mayors and put public safety over NRA priorities. Somehow, the Politico post announcing the mayor's demand for more Second Amendment infringement didn't include a quote from anyone on my side of the argument. Now, one thing I learned at Tactical Response, and I'm going to pass all these tidbits to you that I can possibly pass to you. I want you to go take the class. I get nothing out of it, not a dime. I don't want you to take it for me to make money. I want you to go take the class. Because if you have to defend yourself, I want you to win. As someone who carries a gun, I am a reluctant combatant if pressed into service. If there's a way for me to avoid the conflict, I will take it. I will walk the other way. I will cross the street. I will not park there. I will not go here. I will not go there. If you, as the assailant, cross the street with me, if you block my path, if you cut me off, well, you're probably going to die. But that's beside the point. Being shot, if you get into one of these fights, if you've done everything you can to avoid it and you get into it, you are going to take damage. set your mind to this right now. You're going to take damage. And if you take damage, then you fight harder. You fight until you can no longer fight. Because unless you are a hermit and living alone and you're out in the woods by yourself and they come for you there, you're probably going to be out with somebody in your family. So it's going to be on you to make sure that this ends in a way to where your family walks away. Now, as far as taking this damage, the thing to remember is that if you are breathing when you get to a hospital, 80% of the time, you're going to be saved. Those are betting odds. Those are betting odds. I would bet on those any day. So, being shot does not equate with being killed. Never does. Check of criminal attacks and shooting incidents shows that the majority of people survive their injuries. Nowadays, history is replete with examples of soldiers, law enforcement agents, and citizens who continued to fight in spite of their injuries and prevailed. And that's who you got to be. You got to be one of those that fights through it. And the thing is, if you have trained, you will be that person. The thing about training, next time you're out, next time, go watch some NFL highlights, when you see that wide receiver that's in the middle of like five defenders who tracks the ball with his eyes and he's taking hits on the way up, he's taking hits on the way down, the ball is being bobbled, and he's concentrating and focused on that ball. And then he makes that miraculous catch. That's the kind of focus you gotta have in the fight. Your focus has to be on winning. Being trained gives you the necessary equipment that you need in order to win that fight. The fight, he calls it the rule of threes. James Yeager calls it the rule of threes. 3 shots, 3 feet, 3 seconds. So it's going to be over with quick. It's not going to be a prolonged fight. And his, he talks all the time about getting off the X. That's not just a neat saying. When you think you're in a fight, that's when you start moving. The first thing you're doing is not drawing, and it's not moving. You're drawing while you move. You're drawing your weapon as you move out of the way. You're disrupting his pattern. Going left, going right. But you got to stay in the fight, even through the pain. Because everybody around you is going to be depending on you at that time. Tough. But it's the truth. So stay in the fight. Win the fight. Prepare for the fight. Go try. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News. President Trump met with lawmakers on Capitol Hill. Of course, the main topic of discussion was the immigration bill. Congressman Mark Meadows was asked if this is just politics as usual in Washington, D.C.
Our side is not playing politics with it. I had my staff working over the weekend to come up with a legislative fix, 77 pages that really we worked around the clock to get introduced today, and we did that at noon. And so it's not about politics. It's about getting the job done right. Unfortunately, it has been a political football back and forth. And when you're dealing with people's lives, you got to make sure that you get it done right. Hopefully we will. And I believe we will this week.
News out of North Korea is North Korea is expected to return up to 200 sets of remains believed to be U.S. service members who died during the Korean War. And finally, Peter Strzok, the FBI agent who promised that Donald Trump would not be president, has been escorted from the FBI building. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Coming from the desk of Rob Morse, we have this. Now, he makes an impossible request. He asked the gun prohibitionists, quite politely, I might add, to stop lying to us. He'd also like for them to stop lying to themselves as well, which, Rob, my friend, as much as I respect you, sometimes you get out here and you're asking for things that they just can't provide. They can't help themselves. They are liars. They're tyrants. They're not somebody like you and me who simply want to, live and let live. That's the big problem. See, people like me, people like you, we're willing to live and let live. And these people are not willing to do that. And that's a problem. That's a huge problem. That's where the difference is most apparent. You're willing to live and let live. I am, you know, I'm willing to live and let live. You are not. If the gun control advocates must lie, then the other thing, like I just said, they need to make up some new propaganda because the old lies are wearing thin. And Rob has compiled some of the obvious ones, so the next time you hear them, the next time you hear them lying about stuff, you can sit back and say, hey, that Morse guy wrote about this, and then Bill talked about it. Number one, the police are going to take care of you. The courts, which is the de facto where everybody goes, the courts have ruled time and again that the police have no duty to protect us. They are not liable for our protection even if you called the police and asked for help before you were attacked. The police collect evidence of a crime. If a criminal is active long enough, then eventually the police might catch him. Whether a jury will convict the criminal, whether a judge will sentence him and he will actually serve his sentence, is another question entirely. The police might or might not stop a crime committed right in front of them. But take it and look at it from another perspective. And do this yourself. Have your wife tickle you, or your husband, and try to make a mobile phone call. Now, if you are like most people, you're going to be slightly ticklish, if not really ticklish, and you won't be able to call the police, even though you are, you know, if you're the husband, considerably larger or stronger than your wife. Criminals are a lot more brutal. Try to make a 911 call while somebody's trying to beat you or rape you or stab you or shoot you. And, of course, don't go out there and try this for yourself. But try and call the police once the attack is over. If you still have your mobile phone and your wits, still thinking, the average police response time is somewhere between 11 and 12 and a half minutes. And robberies are over in seconds. Murders are over in seconds. Police can't take care of us when danger strikes. Second lie, there's a way to stop criminals from getting guns. Gun prohibition doesn't work. We've tried prohibition over and over again. We've tried it with alcohol. We've tried it, and the criminals sold alcohol with drugs. And the criminals selling drugs is a $100 billion industry in the U.S. Drug gangs smuggle millions of illegal immigrants into the U.S., importing a small package containing firearms. That's trivial. And Chicago sits around right now and bleeds. 98 out of 100 criminals obtain their guns illegally. Street price for a illegal gun is less than the price to buy a new gun legally at a gun shop. And, you know, their markup is, for them, it's 100% profit, whatever they sell it for. On the other hand, a criminal gets a fresh gun in a few hours, and all the background checks and waiting periods in the world are not going to stop him. And the situation is worse in countries that outlaw civilian firearms. Criminals break gun laws just as they break other laws. This is my favorite one. This is only common sense gun safety legislation. We're not out to take your guns. That cat's out of the bag, people. That is, we've had gubernatorial candidates who said they would issue emergency decrees and act unilaterally. Which, just issuing the emergency decree is illegal because you're not really in a state of emergency. By executive action, they would declare an emergency and confiscate guns as assault weapons. We've had law enforcement officers in various places say they would kill gun owners who resist confiscation. We've had elected officials that said they would wage war on peaceful firearms owners. Now, that in and of itself deserves a bit of a response, but I'm going to hold off on that. Let's get to the real heart of the argument. Firearms are dangerous tools, and guns are extremely useful, and guns are used about 200 times in self-defense for each time a firearm is used in a homicide. So if we are safer with them than without them, then why do right restrictors and some politicians want to take them from you, the peaceful citizen? Gun owners are criminals who haven't committed a crime yet. If that were true, there would be none of you gun grabbers out there. There is a class of people out there who are frightened at the prospect of any kind of violence, and they don't discriminate between the attacker and the defender, you know, between the wolf and the disciplined wolf. This attitude of zero tolerance leaves us as a helpless victim in the face of a violent criminal. Disarming the victim doesn't protect anyone. Japanese society is often held up as a model of nonviolence. There's a segment of society here in the U.S. that is as peaceful and nonviolent as the disarmed Japanese. The segment is the licensed concealed carry holder of the United States. And I, you know, think about that. Say that to yourself again. Civilians who receive their license to carry concealed are as peaceful as any segment of society anywhere. We are more law-abiding than the police. In addition, we actually reduce crime by refusing to be easy victims, and yet the rights restrictors want these peaceful people disarmed. So, you know, gun control isn't about controlling violence. Because if you want to control violence, you have the empirical data is in front of you right now, gun grabbers. You're not interested in controlling violence, and we know it. We know you're not interested in controlling violence, so please drop that one. Please drop that. You know, your anti-gun spokesholes, all of you have armed bodyguards. They want us disarmed, and they want to have guns. And, you know, evidence doesn't lie. It doesn't lie. We see you and understand you for what you are. Which is, you wish to be totalitarian. You wish to control and have that highly sought after thing called the monopoly on violence. And the only problem for us is that we are not going to let you have that. You're never going to get the monopoly of violence that you seek ever. Even if you try, even if you keep on going, even if you try to go violent, any of these other things that you do, they are going to have a price. And it's going to be a price you can't pay. And that is what you need to embrace. And at the very least, get some new propaganda with you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Just too many times people have tried to look inside of me, wondering what I think of you when I protect you out of courtesy. Too many times that I've held on when I needed to push away, afraid to say it was on my mind.
IP. There's two videos out there right now, and I found them the other day, from a gun owner in Britain. Watching them, you get this idea that, you know, this is what they want here, okay? It just, it seems to be just way too much trouble for many of us to drop by a polling place to vote sometimes. I don't understand that. Way, way, way too hard and demanding, because after all, we're busy people. But the people who are working to strip you of your rights, the people that you talk about with the New World Order, the tyrannical stuff they want to do, whatever label you want to put on it, they're working hard. They're going to do everything they can to get votes, to say it's the will of the people. So, let's take a moment. And let's imagine, if we can, that all of us decided, we're just too busy to go do this. You know, I don't need the I voted sticker. I don't need that. So what would life be like if we lost the Second Amendment? Now, in England, gun ownership is a tightly controlled privilege, if you will. It's very, very, very regulated. There's this guy named Callum Long Collins, who is clearly a pleasant, law-abiding person who loves to shoot firearms, like you, like me. But the police there decided to pull his firearms privileges, and he lost his ability to be a gun owner, simply because of a decision made by the police. what was the horrible crime he committed for this kind of punishment? Did he rob a bank or commit murder or rape somebody? No. His crime was as bad or worse in the eyes of the British police. You see, Callum has a YouTube channel with videos he created on the shooting sports. His hope was to get more people in Britain to become gun owners, and he had tons of subscribers who loved his channel. The police classified his YouTube channel as being a forum of extremism and not something that represented the standards that a British gun owner should espouse. So, in other words, the police now feel in their infinite wisdom that Callum is no longer gun owner material. You don't have any rights to free speech in Britain, by the way. If you think so, ask that Tommy guy who's locked up. So, to attempt to get his gun privileges back, Callum will no longer make his videos. And he is changing now how he thinks about guns, and in his own words, he's going to keep his head down. So he made a video where he's basically apologizing for having the temerity to have a channel on guns. He's forced to grovel to the British police if he ever wants to possess a firearm again, any firearm. He says the blame for losing his gun privileges is all his, and he's going to make it right. He doesn't blame the police in any way for the unfair situation he finds himself in if he wants to get back in their good graces. And he has no choice but to grovel, unless he's prepared to give up the shooting sports forever. Forget about carrying a gun for self-defense in Britain. Unlike a citizen whose life is considered important, a subject is not allowed to defend his measly life with deadly or any other type of force. In the other video, Callum tries to show some resistance, but very subtly based on the words to the song playing in the background as he shows some of the best of his previous videos. It's a sad thing. It's a distressing thing. It's a horrific thing. In Britain, thinking that their guns wouldn't actually be taken away, gun owners didn't initially react when legislation was proposed. They reacted after the ban passed into law in the late 1990s. Then suddenly they marched in huge numbers, but it was too late. Too late. So, is that going to be our future? Is that what we want? Is that what we want to see in our future? I would say no. I would say no. Once again, coming from the desk of Rob Morse, we have this as we get ready to go away. He does a lot of stuff on civilian self-defense. He has a whole podcast based upon that. And he knows, like I know, like you probably know, exactly how little media coverage these things get, these events get. And there have been some very important cases of this in just the last few weeks. So today in the United States, there's about 20 million of us, loosely, it's a figure, licensed to carry a concealed weapon in public. Per person, there are more armed civilians in states like Indiana and Alabama than in states like New Jersey and California. On average, an armed civilian is much closer to you than the police. All of that kind of proximity matters when time is critical. Violent attacks are going to come. It's not going to be convenient. You're not going to be ready for it. You'll hear that bang, right? You'll hear that bang, and then you'll be like, there's a guy shooting people. What should I be doing? And most people are going to run, the same ones. Some armed defenders will move toward the gunfire and stop the attacks, and that's what good guys do. I mean, that's just what they do. So if you are a disarmed civilian, then you run until you feel safe. You can call the cops a few minutes later once you've regained your wits. The average police response time, once again, is between 11 and 12 and a half minutes from when you make the call. And in the meantime, the murderer may shoot at will until he is confronted. The police may or may not advance on an armed gunman. On average, there are another 12 victims if we wait for the police to arrive. That's the problem here. Average loss of life when you wait on the cops, 14.3, actually around 18 and a half nowadays. The average loss of life if a armed civilian is there to disrupt is 2.5. And therein lies the rub. With an armed civilian in place, we see it's the victims we don't see. The dozen who are saved and who never make the news. And that makes self-defense gun stories so important. And which is more important, you know, for you to know? The news stories with many people shot or the stories with many people saved? There's also a second type of bias at play, and it is subtle. We're often told, and Rob and I talked about this briefly last night, we're often told that, you know, we'll shoot each other, except that doesn't happen either. That doesn't happen either. I've got a couple of examples here for you. Walmart store, Tumwater, Washington, in the middle of June, an armed criminal carjacked a 16-year-old girl. Some news reports describe the young woman as having been shot, while other reports say she suffered only minor injuries. He drove the stolen car to a nearby Walmart. He walked inside the store and shot a display case several times. The first indicator here for me is the guy's crazy. Okay? He's just crazy. That's all. He's just crazy. The shoppers fled from the store and ran into the parking lot. The criminal carjacked a second person outside the store. And this time we know the criminal shot the owner of the car. Then the armed civilians converged on the criminal and shot him. Conflicting reports credit two defenders, while some reports indicate there were as many as three armed defenders. And later news reports said that one of the armed defenders got a medical kit from his car and applied first aid to the seriously wounded victim of the carjacking. And the victim survived the attack. One of the armed defenders was in the store parking lot with his family. It was a normal afternoon for everybody involved, except the bad guy. That's why I call you guys ninjas. You're out there. Nobody knows you're there. But we know you're there. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember, this has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. To thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.